More Heart Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Live, Jeffrey Combs, take two. So here we are, Tuesday, second Tuesday of June, as the year 2019 is moving well into the books. It's my unequivocal privilege and pleasure to be here with you on Facebook Live. Today's video is devoted to connecting mastery. Now, what does that actually mean to be able to connect with yourself and be able to connect with others? So the mind-body connections that we hold on to typically keep us from really connecting with ourselves and connecting with others. Now, as we move into this year, 2019, I know many of you are seeking for this year to be the year of significance for you. And the content today will give you more insight on how to be able to ask the questions in a sequence, how to develop your own timeline when you ask yourself your own questions about why you do what you do. You also want to be able to be an exceptional listener so you can hear what people mean, not what they say. And the better you become at this as a skilled listener, and as you begin to trust your intuition, as you begin to trust self, as you begin to trust yourself, then you move out of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And the more that you're present in the moment, now what does that actually mean? It means that there's very little regret from the past or anxiety in the future, so you can be here and be now. That means you're a skilled listener, you're living in intuition, you're in awareness, understanding, and you know. And when you're in that type of energy, you're able to put your hands on the keyboard and you're able to communicate and type on command. And in that's when you're articulating feelings into the written word. In the spoken word, you're able to speak fluently in a sentence structure that's conducive to having a conversation, connecting with someone, collaborating with someone, answering questions without feeling sensitive or defensive, being able to be present, not worried about making mistakes, not anxious about being rejected or abandoned. You're here and you are now. Now, that type of energy is the ability to respond, hence the term responsibility. When you're overwhelmed, anxious, uncertain, now you're going to be reacting. Your body's in a state called fight or flight, reacting to the stimulus rather than responding to the stimulus, stimulus and response. And the better you become at being present, which is consciousness, that's awareness, understanding, knowing, the more relaxed you are in your body at this, your conversations will improve. Not only conversations in business, but conversations in life. And the more relaxed you are with yourself, the more self-esteem you have, you'll be able to have a conversation with someone in the airplane. And if they're not open to the conversation, then you don't feel rejected. You understand that whatever's going on is going on, and you don't personalize it. You don't turn it into a situation that it's not, and your body doesn't run your brain. Now, point number one today on today's content, the one on the email, is connecting with yourself. That means that esteem has no wins and losses. Esteem is not victorious. There's not a loser. Self-esteem is not in conflict. Self-esteem is its own power. It feeds off itself. It doesn't feed off others. It doesn't require a victory, a win, or a loss. It does not have conflict. Esteem is humility. And in humility, you can't be humbled by someone else or humiliated. In that type of energy, in self-esteem energy, you're able to go anywhere in the world. You can have a conversation with anyone you want to have a conversation with. And if you don't want to have a conversation with anyone, then you don't feel like you're less than. You don't talk yourself out of situations because there are no situations. I mean, that's a state of being. You're not processing, thinking, and analyzing. You're not worried. You're not overwhelmed. You can adapt and adjust the situation in a very relaxed body. Connecting with yourself means you know. I know self. You're able to understand why you do what you do. There's no criticizing of self. If you make a mistake, you own the mistake, and you're able to apologize without an explanation, without being critical. A simple error in judgment does not ruin your day. You're able to adapt and adjust the situation. And in that type of connecting mastery, as you've mastered your emotions, you won't hold on to events, meaning that when you go to bed at night or wherever, you're able to rest. And in that type of energy and connected to self, you can actually lay down for a few minutes and take a very short nap and not feel guilty that you should be doing something else. and this, unfortunately, many people do this, is they're, because they're not enough and they're not doing enough, then they're never enough, then they're never relaxed. Relaxation is not a good state when you're in guilt or shame. And you can't relax when you're overwhelmed. But when you are self, meaning me, I am me, I am free, I know who I am. And in that energy, when you know who you are, you'll attract other people who know who they are at a higher law of frequency, which creates a very relaxed conversation, a communication style that's conductive to friendship, camaraderie, ambassadorship, community, service. And for those of you who've ever attended 12-step meetings or 12-step groups, as I have, I've attended thousands of them. We go back not because we need it, it's because of the community. It's the fellowship. We want to feel that fellowship. It's a culture. The same happens in churches, network marketing companies, businesses. Some jobs have that fellowship, that ambassadorship, that leadership, that we want that feeling of connectedness. But as you're connected with yourself, that enhances yourself, but you're not dependent upon it. When you're connected to yourself, you don't have to go anywhere. You can be comfortable being right here. What many people do is they have to go out. They have to go, I want to go out. And so there's nothing wrong with going out, but you want to be comfortable with yourself wherever you are, whether you're out or whether you're in, whether you're in an airplane, a pickup truck, whether you're on a lawn chair, wherever it is, you're comfortable with self. That means you're connected. And in that connected type of energy, it means you're very grounded. So you can watch the news and not get upset and or worried. You don't find yourself getting upset over political affairs. You're not worried about outcomes that haven't happened. You're here and you're now, you're in the present. Now that's a very small percent of society. As you moved into this conscious state, and if that's what you seek to be, that kind of grounded, you can do things like Pilates, exercise, you can do yoga, meditation, you can go to retreats, steam room, saunas, Reiki, any multitude of healing modalities will assist you to feel that groundedness. But once again, you don't require going out. All of those services can enhance you, but you can also do that with yourself. As you start to understand your own emotional code, the events that shaped your feelings, if you have a better understanding of anxiety, fear, and doubt, as you can begin to separate yourself from the events that shape them, you're going to move into a different level of consciousness. Now, the term, you're going to hear this term countless times throughout your career. If you've read any books, personal development, self-improvement, self-help, any of those situations, and you've been taught to be positive, that is great. However, you're going to hear this term many, many times. The next, here we go, L-E-V-E-L, the next level. Now, what that next level means to me, this is my own interpretation. It's not a shelf on the wall over there. There's not a next shelf level. It's not a level of up. It's not a stair step. The next level is a mythical place in consciousness. And it's really where you elevate your consciousness to a higher level of frequency, a higher level of vibration. As you live in anxiety, fear, and doubt, the lowest level of anxiety, fear, and doubt is an energy called apathy. And then there's guilt, there's shame, and there's grief. Those are all very four levels of energy that there's a percent of society that resides in. Now, if you reside in this type of energy, you're going to be transmuting your feelings somewhere between 25 cycles a second, upwards of into the 50s, 60s, 80s, and possibly 100, meaning that's a very low energy that you are transmuting. And as you begin to let go of guilt and shame, shame would be the events that you did. Guilt is what other people put upon you. And you want to be able to distinguish the difference between guilt and shame. Grief is usually attached to loss. Apathy, the attachment is to self, where you feel despondent, despair can lead to suicidal thoughts, depression in these situations. A lot of addicts experience apathetic feelings and thoughts. And if you're empathetic, empathy meaning that you have a deep, deep level of compassion for people, but a level of compassion that's not healthy, that you begin to take on their feelings. And so people go, I'm an empath. I'm a natural empath. Well, being an empath is, some of that is innate. It can also be a skill, and it can also be an asset. It can also be a liability, depending on how you are able to facilitate other people's feelings. And either if you take it on, it can overwhelm you. But if you let it pass through you, around you, you can facilitate other people's healings through your empathy. Now, sympathy is a different situation. When you can sympathize with someone, but once again, if you overanalyze sympathy and take it to a high degree where you take it into codependence, then it's enabling over obligating. And then you'll feel very disconnected from yourself, and you'll put your energy into other people. And this, it's very common. A large percent of society does this. But in really mastering self and being able to connect with self would be the interpretation that I would offer you, and that you integrate, that you put into your day-to-day life, is it's an I am state. I am comfortable with who I am while I'm continuing to evolve what I seek to become. But that requires a vision of the outcome, not only of the possessions you will own or the business that you will structure to fulfill your livelihood, but equally as important, the person I become. That means there's an effort. So what I see a lot of people do is they become spiritual. They move into a state of consciousness. However, they don't create the livelihood at the same time. So that's in concurrence. That means while you're improving, you also have to be able to create the livelihood, the money, whether that's a job, a business, whatever that is. You want to be able to master the emotional skills so you can create the skills to create your livelihood. And that you want to be able to do that at the same time, concurrently. And if you're not doing that, then that's going to relegate you to living on your mother or one of your brother or sister's couches, or living in a very small apartment. And there's no nobility in struggling. I said to one of my clients, I said, you know, your story's getting very old, meaning that I've heard the same story several times. It's like living in a small little studio, barely getting by, going showering down the street. Well, that story's getting old. Why aren't you elevating yourself to where you can move into a much more fluent environment where you can take care of yourself so you're not a noble struggler or someone who's just barely getting by? Now, to be able to move beyond that, that means that in connecting with yourself, you'd be good enough, you deserve it, you're able to receive, you're able to create, you're in innovation, and you're moving out of a poverty mindset, out of a low level of consciousness, out of a struggle mentality. Now, many people are disconnected from themselves. That's why they're codependent. They'll do more for others than they ever do for self. They feel guilty about doing anything for themselves. They have challenges receiving and deserving. I like to tip people when I'm in restaurants and hotels and places like this. I grew up in the service industry. I started my restaurant career when I was 13 years old. A tip is to ensure promptness. Invariably, I'll offer 20s, 100s, 10s, 5s to ensure promptness as a gesture and as an ambassador of goodwill. I don't just hand money out, but for service and value. Invariably, many people go, oh, and they go, one of the most common terms I encounter is, that's not necessary. Well, I'm not offering it because it's necessary. I'm offering it as a gratuity to ensure promptness or a goodwill ambassadorship. I mean, for service, task well done. Now, this becomes quite a contradiction. So that means that many of these people, even though you offer them something, or if you ever offered someone a compliment, they don't even hear it. They're so checked out. They just keep talking. And I go, excuse me, I just complimented you. Did you receive? I didn't hear that. That's because they're not accustomed to it. That's how disconnected they are. To connect with self is to love self. Then life itself, there's a level of really loving life. I mean, you can sit around and look at the government and find everything wrong with it. You can find, oh my God, my city has a high crime rate, but there's also beautiful areas in your city. There's beautiful people. There's great people to connect with everywhere you go. Oh, I went to one of those 12-step meetings. All I saw were people just telling their stories. I couldn't relate to that. I understand they were practicing sobriety. And so it would let go of judgment. And many people are very critical of themselves, and they become critical of the outer world. It doesn't give them any space to allow. So in connecting with yourself, you really allow yourself to be connected while you allow other people to connect with you. This is why so many people have challenges building leveraged businesses, because a leveraged business requires you to build a team, a culture of like-minded success seekers or people who seek to be and stay healthy in a community, in a culture that really breeds that kind of goodwillship and ambassadorship. If you're not good enough, well, it's going to be challenging to be able to create that kind of community, because also you'll talk yourself out of it. You get overwhelmed, you'll approach and avoid it. You'll run up to it and run back from it because you're uncertain, you're in doubt. Your communication style is filled with yes, kind of, sort of, okay, in other situations like this. So as you learn to be in your body and start to have an inner body experience rather than living in an outer body experience up there on the ceiling, overwhelmed, as you start to come down right in here, and you can be able to have relaxed conversations with people. You're able to communicate with people. And instead of getting pissed off easily or losing your composure, flying off the handle, making other people wrong, you're able to listen to their point of view first instead of interrupting people, cutting them off, getting your point across. Or someone asks you a question, it turns into a 5-minute dissertation, and your answer is completely unrelated to the question because you forgot it. Unfortunately, that happens very frequently. As you connect with yourself, your listening ability. So I'm right-handed, so my left ear is my auditory ear. So I'm able to hear what's meant, not said. I oftentimes lean into the conversation in a relaxed body while I'm grounded with my left leg. My right leg is my move leg. My left leg is my ground. I'm planted in the universe. I'm leaning forward in a body language that's open to receive. And in that type of connection mastery, which you're really saying telepathically, I am a receiver. I am open to your connection. I'm open to your communication. This isn't airy-fairy. This is neuroscience. I mean, these are the facts that very few people really understand. And then your word choices. Word is law. For those of you who've coached with me, when you first started coaching with me, I'll say, I guess. And I'll go, do you guess or you know? Do you guess or you know? Do you guess or you know? I'll give you an option. I know. So I'm not pointing this out to show you up, make you look bad, feel bad. I'm showing you that word is law, and your structure of your communication, your language, is going to dictate your outcome and your result. And if you continue to communicate in a non-committed communication style, that'll keep you approaching and avoiding. You'll have what I call an open loop. These are unfinished projects that you start and don't finish because you get a neurochemical high from the art of the start, and then you get a disappointment from the disappointment of not finishing the project. You have all these open loops out here where you be and stay overwhelmed. Monica just said that she is in my body. Thank you, Monica. So become a great listener. Hear what is meant, not what is said. When you're a great listener, you'll ask someone a question and you'll hear someone go on a long drunkalogue diatribe. They'll tell you a whole story completely unrelated to the question you asked. And you go, Susan, that wasn't my question. What I asked you was, I was saying to one of my clients recently, can you answer this question in one sentence? And I'll say, Susan, that wasn't the question I asked you. And that's, most people don't even hear it because they're so overwhelmed. When you're connected with yourself, you'll be able to understand how most of people are completely disconnected, overwhelmed in an outer body experience based on unresolved issues from past events that keep them perpetuating the same situation over and over, fulfilling the same feelings that creates the neurochemical response that keeps them overwhelmed. That's most of society. As you step into recovery, sobriety, consciousness, awareness, understanding, and knowing, you become what is called the law of the few. Very few people actually live in this space of spirituality, consciousness. And as you do this, you'll begin to attract your reality at a higher law of frequency in an occlusal alignment. That means it's like right there. And that's where the parking space shows up, the booth at the restaurant shows up. I remember I recently ate in the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Naturally, I mean, it was no accident. I sat in the Marilyn Monroe booth at a place called Guido's in Santa Monica, California. I was placed in the Frank Sinatra booth. I mean, these situations always happen to me because of an unconscious expectation that I expect to sit in one of the tables with the best view. And I don't control that. That happens in the law of alignment. And that will happen to you more frequently as you're less overwhelmed, as you're in your body, in a very relaxed body. You're not putting pressure on yourself and pressure on other people. You're able to detach easily and effortlessly and let people go on command. And when you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, I am me and I am free. Now, if you have never ordered any of my affirmation cards, I have a deck called More Heart Than Talent cards. you can go to my website, goldenmastermind.com, and I have those cards there. They're actually under books, so you can find the affirmation cards. Now, this is a book I highly recommend. There's a little gloss on it. It's called Resetting Your Emotions. That is by Dr. Devi Nambudrapad. That is one of the best books I've ever read. It's a companion piece to all the David Hawkins content that I read daily. So it is my unequivocal privilege and pleasure to be here with you on today's More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. I also offer free 20-minute coaching calls. If you're relatively new to this Facebook Live, I offer a 20-minute coaching insight call. You can contact me through Facebook, Instagram, Sobriety Consciousness. That's my newest page. By the way, congratulations for all of you that are referring people into that page. We're at 800-plus members organically. If you didn't see Trenton Chandler's post in Sobriety Consciousness about his journey, it was will definitely bring tears to your eyes. And I want to thank all of you for being on here today. And my new group, Sobriety Consciousness, a lot of great content there. That's like a 12-step meeting with a lot of sobriety, recovery, consciousness, and awareness in that group. We're going to take that group to well over 10,000 members in a very short period of time. I'll be here with you 1 week from today. I am not speaking anywhere in the United States. Today, this weekend, is the anniversary of Breakthroughs to Success. In July of 2000, so I used the June event, but July of 2000, I hosted my first Breakthroughs to Success. So this will be year number 19 that I've been hosting that event. And this will be Breakthroughs to Success number 127. Next week, I will be in Chicago, Illinois. Saturday, that is June 22nd. The 29th, I'll be in Seattle, Washington with Amanda Bobbitt. I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't been to Seattle. If you've never been to Pike's Market, unequivocally, a must for you. And then as I move into July, I will be in Greenville, South Carolina in early July with Bridget Bartley. And then later in the month, I'll be traveling around the United States. So looking very, very forward to connecting with you live, Facebook Live, Sobriety Consciousness. Jeffrey Combs, you have a great day.